Studios. Just because the kids are back in school doesn't mean you have to settle back into the same old fall routine. Shake things up at Honda North during the Back to Cool sales event. Really hot deals on really cool cars. Going on now. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Well, around this time every Sunday night here on The Rock Station 97.7, we focus on local music, local musicianship, local artistry, and it's just a couple of guys sitting around having fun listening to it. It's Bob Cupp and Utah Burgess here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, Utah from Shady Lady Productions. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, Bob. I'm looking forward to yet another fun episode with one of our favorite guests.
Yes, we've got Chip Demonic in, and Chip has gone through some transition into a new outfit called Chip and the Charge Ups, and they've got a new video out that is a must see if you haven't spotted it yet. I've shared it on my Facebook page, and I'm sure if you just look up Chip and the Charge Ups, you're going to come right upon it. So I encourage you to do that as we enjoy the show tonight, but we'll be anxious to get an update from Chip, who's been one of our more frequent guests. I think we have him on at least once a year minimum.
Yeah, well, he contributes a lot to the scene, so yeah. It's fun talking to him. He's always something cool, new, and exciting going on with him, so yeah, why wouldn't we?
And on a personal note, first and foremost, want to give a shout-out and a congratulations to you and Dawn and what you had at your home last weekend, a little get-together celebration. I want to just congratulate you and wish you guys well, and I'm sorry I couldn't be there because Slippery Rock football took me out east. I missed the party, but I was there in spirit.
So. Well, didn't Slippery Rock crush the team they played? So there you
10 go. 10 sacks. So, yeah, but just wanted to give a shout-out to you guys and thank a lot of you, and I'm sure you had a great time. And I'm sure there was music heard by many and shared, so cool stuff.
There certainly was, and we'll feature some of that tonight, some of the artists.
Very cool, very cool. Well, here we are in the middle of September already. We're starting to push into the late stages of September now. It's hard to believe how fast it's going. Autumn has arrived. This is the first fall weekend already. But that just kind of, you know, just because summer stages might be done, there's a lot going on this time of year, and a lot has to do with local music, too. And, of course, we always look forward to, the special events like the Rock Done Right Tour. And another one coming up right around the corner that involves a little taste of fall, literally a taste, with the Zillion Tap event that's coming up here in October.
Yeah, this is always a fun event, always a beautiful fall day to go check this out. And, of course, they have food, beer, and music, and you add all that up, and it makes for a perfect day.
Yeah. And some great local musicianship, too. But they do this for, it's a fundraiser for two entities down in the Zillionople area. They have their the community pool, and then, of course, the Zillionople Library. And this is an event now, year number 3, and it has been pretty successful. They have two different sessions that you can join in on if you like to consume a beverage. And you can be there even if you're not a beer drinker. You can be a part of this. It's a really fun fundraiser. It has a nice area where they're going to have, my goodness, what is there? The last count was like something like 18 different breweries going to be on tap. And literally from not just this area, but the region. It's a great sample. And then, of course, you've got music to enjoy at the same time. And the main headliner of the evening set will be Wine and Spirit, who that's perfectly tied in, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those guys have been staying pretty busy still, and they've been on the Friday Night Lights, or whatever that's called with the pirate thing, and so that was really cool for them to get that opportunity, and I guarantee you they're going to put on a good show for you.
Absolutely, and you can get your tickets via Eventbrite. If you just Google Zillion Tap, it'll pop right up. You can't miss it. It's one of the first things that'll pop up, and they have sessions from 2 to 5, and then 7 to 10. And if you'd like the little extra couple dollars, you can do a VIP session, which actually gives you exclusive opportunity starting at 6 o'clock. So especially for session 2, you got to get those tickets. And I would not wait. This is an event that can sell out simply because of the opportunity I mean, you've got some food there. You've got some sip. They call it sip, brew, and jam, or sip, munch, and jam with the brews. But, you know, some of the craft vendors include Shoe Brew, North Country, Grist House, Recon, Croker's Brew, Stick City, Missing Link, Knockin' Noggin Cider, Brew 32, Voodoo, Butler Brew Works. Bash will be there. That's the Butler Area Society of Home Brewers, Utah. You're part of that. Reclamation, Big Rail, Fury, Barnstone, Union Brothers. I mean, I can keep going on here. Think about it. Kohler, Coal Tipple, Timber Creek. It's crazy how many great locations they have represented for this. It's a lot of beer.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a lot of beer.
That's right.
you know where I'm at.
And, of course, the jamming is going to include good old Ernie Trailheads, Brother from Another Mother, too, in addition to wine and spirits. So, again, it's an over 21 event, and it does go on rain or shine. And this is not an outdoor jam where you can bring your coolers in, because obviously they're having this for a very specific reason. So just keep that in mind. But hope you'll make yourself available for that event. And again, it's on Saturday, October the 13th. And you can pick your session. And, you know, the nice thing is if you have something already planned for Saturday night, go to the 2 to 5. Just enhances your evening. They have it at the Zillion Opal Community Park, which is right up on the hill. It's a perfect little setting for that kind of event.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
So hope you'll check it out and do some simping and munching and jamming to the music that we feature here in Western Pennsylvania. And feature it here on the Grassroots Show, including a visit from Chip Demonic, and in particular, Chip and the Charge-Ups coming up here. But first, let's cast some music.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Let's say we throw on some Cast a Shadow, which is George Fisher's project, musical project of the past. And everybody knows what a fan I am of George Fisher, and just want to send him a big thank you for sharing his talents. And actually writing a song and giving that as a gift well. So that was pretty cool.
Wow.
But here's a cool, fun little song of his I like called Alone or Annoyed.
We'll follow that up. We haven't played some 13 Saints in a while, so let's get better on. And then we'll move on down to Chip and the Charge-Ups tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
How come now, Mary, never get the okay to play? Before I committed, we'd whoop it up twice a day. Now your precious goodies kept on the lock and key. Just another little thing that's been annoying me. So now your mother's staying, it's been here more than a week. Between two of you chirping birds, I can hardly speak. Stay longer, more trouble with your pop. Sick of all the drama, this has got to stop. And I see with much derision that this head-on collision, something we just never can avoid. And I hate to tell you, dear, now I fear I'd rather be alone than annoyed. Just remember that it's me who pay for all the crap you bought. Credits out the drain, still you complain about all the things that you ain't got. Rip me for my ways of watching football on Sundays, grilling up some burgers and broths. And I see with no contradiction, the cause of all this friction could not easily be diagnosed by Freud. Gonna grab my stuff, cause I've had enough. I'd rather be alone than annoyed.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
An old Chinese proverb once said, The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Hi, I'm Kayla Rao, owner of Fern Valley Nursery on Meridian Road in Renfrew. I invite you and your family to stop into Fern Valley Nursery to find your special tree and give it a forever home. At Fern Valley Nursery, you're not buying just any tree. You're buying a tree grown with love. Please support local business and come check out Fern Valley Nursery. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to 3. Grown with love at Fern Valley Nursery, Meridian Road, Renfrew.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here tonight and ready to talk a little music with our special guests here this evening. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And my guess is last Sunday they probably ran out of them because everybody that was down there to watch the Steeler game were probably agonizing. So, but hey, Monday night, you could head down and enjoy a Man Can Special and maybe some great food.
Well, they are closed on Sundays, so they spared you that pain.
Didn't they have a special get-together the one day? I thought I saw a post on Facebook that they were doing something special.
They may have.
I just had friends come down or whatever. I don't know. So Monday through Saturday, though, you could go check out some college football, right? And, well, thankfully the Penguins are starting soon. It's about the only thing we have left here in Pittsburgh, I guess. Oh, wait, we have music. That's what you can go enjoy. We are with a gentleman who's been on our show numerous times in the past, one of our first guests going way back when, I think about September 6 years ago, maybe. We had a first visit with Chip Demonic.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
And we have a special guest with you. He's one of your new bandmates in the new Chip and the Charge-Ups band that we're going to be talking about tonight. Chris Bowers is here as well. Chris, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome. Chip Demonic, back in the scene again. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I bet. Of course, you have kind of put the band Chip Demonic to rest for now. And you've had a lot going on in your life, I know, but this is a new project, and it sounds like you're off and running in grand style.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, and just getting started.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to preview a little bit of that, but let's kind of go back in time and kind of, for the, any listeners that we've had come on to the show since we've visited with you a while back, let's kind of get a little bio of Chip Demonic and what you've been involved in years past.
Okay. Let's see if I can do this in under 30 seconds. 13 years of a career.
We're putting the clock on you.
So anyway, started Chip Demonic in the band in 2005, released 5 albums in that time, around won 5 consecutive Iron City Rocks Pittsburgh Music Awards for Best Punk Band. And then around the time we won the 5th one, my parents both became ill pretty seriously, and I had them move into my house with me and to be under my care. So I basically had to put music on the back burner. That was a 24/7 type of job, but certainly a labor of the purest form of love you can imagine. But anyway, music took a backseat at that time, and then life again changed and freed me up to once again pursue music. And so I decided when the time came, it was time to kind of get off to a fresh start. So rather than just putting Chip Demonic back together, it was like a great time to kind of start with a clean slate and just see what we could accomplish. So I decided to put together Chip and the Charge-Ups. And that brings us up to 2018.
And, of course, in that time, too, you had put together the project Londona. Mm-hmm. And so you were a 2-time Grassy nominee with the previous ventures. So we'll see where it leads you here in the future, too.
Actually, 2-time with Chip Demonic and once with Londona.
Well,
so
wow.
There you
yeah.
go. Yeah, 2013, 14, and 15. You were on the
How about that? And, of course, you know, your music has become a mainstay with our radio station, I know.
Can't thank you guys enough for that, by the way.
Yeah, in both forms.
Appreciated.
As well, and of course, I think we've seen you all over the place from Friday nights before pirate games and more. So you get us pumped up every once in a while, you know.
Awesome.
So, to use a bad pun again, as I'm famous for doing. But cool stuff. Well, it's good to hear you're back, and it sounds like the creative process for Chip really never slowed down. You had to, as you said, put it on the back burner for a while, but obviously this is something that's just kind of ready to explode out of you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, when you first start a band and, you know, you have the whole world in front of you, you don't know what your limits are at that point. You don't know, you know, no one has told you you're not good enough or you're not the right fit or whatever. So it's just like the world is your oyster, and you are just, you know, ready to see what you can accomplish. And that's just an exciting time. It's kind of a feeling that you can only get when you start a new band. And after having done the same thing for a long time, it's a feeling that is just so electrifying, and yeah. I can't wait to see how people react to the new music.
That's cool. Kind of like having a new child, yeah? Yeah. And speaking of which...
Without the dirty diapers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of dirtiness in there somewhere. Come on.
Well, we haven't gone on tour yet, yeah. So, you know, there's always that possibility.
But speaking of children, you have your daughter in the band, right?
Yes, indeed. Melina.
Melina. Has she been a musician in the past and done some things musically?
Yeah, she's been playing bass, I'm going to guess, around 5 years. And we had her enrolled in a couple of the local rock schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were really great as far as helping her learn her instrument, learn how to play with other people, get some stage experience and everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they prepared her for this moment. That's and awesome. Honestly, it wasn't intended for her to be a part of the band. It was kind of crazy. You know, we had auditioned bass players, and in many cases, bass players would have auditions set up and they wouldn't show up, or, you know, they wouldn't return our calls or whatever. And it was just like, okay, well, we're all here. Melina, do you want to sit in with us? And then it was like, she'd come in and she would nail songs, and it's like, okay, well, learn these other songs. And then the next week, a bass player wouldn't show up for an audition. Hey, Melina, want to sit in with us? And she'd come in, and she would slay the songs. And then it just got to the point where it's just like, why are we still auditioning bass players? You are nailing these songs. You are, you know, and not only that, she sings awesome background vocals. She actually sings lead on a couple of covers that we do now.
Wow.
Might sing lead on some originals going forward. So it's just like, whoa, you know.
There it is.
You're in the band. You are in the band.
By default, but and then some, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. And, I mean, obviously earned her way in, too.
Yeah, she did. It was not a given. Made. Like I said, it wasn't something like, oh, we're going to start this band and, you know, father-daughter thing. It was just kind of like, you know, an accident, and she was there and took it seriously and was everything that we could ask for in a bass player.
That's awesome.
Opportunity presented itself.
That's right. So now, I was always told, never ask a female her age. She's not here. Could you give us an idea how old is she?
Yeah, daughter? She's 16.
16.
Yep.
So that's very, very cool.
Absolutely. It's, yeah. You know, it's she's well ahead of her years in terms of her playing ability and her musicianship and her stage presence and all that. So, cool. It's, you know, it's kind of awesome watching her, be at such a young age yet play as professionally as anyone else.
You have Chris Bauer is here with you, as we introduced at the beginning of the show, and you guys are going to do one of your new songs coming up. How did you and Chris come together in this band?
Chris, why don't you explain? You know, we never knew each other in the past. So, Chris, why don't you explain how you found out?
Chris
about
Chris showed
the
up at the audition, I guess.
he was there.
Yeah, certainly. Someone actually posted a ad on Facebook, and I never knew Chip, you know, personally or anything like that. And when I looked at the ad, I was certainly intrigued, and pretty much it just went from there. You know, I auditioned. And we just hit it off. The energy was great. It was energetic. And, you know, it's always been a blast, you know, playing with Chip.
That's awesome. A little background of yourself, Chris. Have you played in other bands, been around the music scene for a while?
Sure, yeah. I've been playing guitar for 15 years. I also have another band called Clipta Sonic. It's in a rock band. You know, we played all over the area, you know, from Mr. Smalls to, you know, the Rex Theater, pretty much everywhere.
Okay. Okay. So obviously some stage experience there too, mm-hmm. Chip, that you would have been seeking as part of this particular band.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris is an awesome performer, and on the radio it's hard to see the length of his hair, but that hair flies on stage, so which is awesome, and it looks great in pictures too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's you know, he's a great great stage presence.
As yeah. long as the picture angle ain't up the nostril, right?
we know all too well about that.
Yeah, that's a story for another time, and we do have a past archive show about that too. So yeah. Well, and if there's any pictures involved with this band, we know that they would be doggone good, because you are blessed to have somebody very close and personal, and that's something, anything that Chip Demonic's been involved in, you always have some great visuals.
Yeah,
thank
your
you.
Visual presentation's phenomenal.
I thank mean, you.
From the website, the photos, everything. Fantastic.
Thanks. Of course, my wife Sharon does a lot of that, and she does a lot behind the scenes as well. I'm sure we'll talk about the video at some point, but she played a role in the video. She has filmed videos for me in the past, obviously does our photography, and really is almost like an adjunct member of the band, because I bounce so much off of her in terms of ideas and themes and visuals, and you know, she does some of the graphic design and on our flyers and things like that. So yeah, she does a lot behind the scenes, and you know, doesn't get enough credit for it.
Yeah. Now you're a four-piece group. Who's mm-hmm. who's banging the skins behind you then?
That would be Jeff DiPerna, and Jeff has been a friend of mine for a long time. We've been friends ever since his band at the time beat Chip Demonic in a battle of the bands in 2011 or 12, I think.
Okay.
So despite that loss, you know, still like Jeff as a person.
Yeah. So if you can't beat him, join him, right?
Exactly.
Hey, let's get to some music, and we'll talk more, because we got a lot to talk about with Chip here tonight. And Chip and the Charge Ups, Chris Bowers and Chip Demonic joining us here. You're going to play, we're going to have a couple of songs off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is called Front Row.
Yeah.
Give us a little background to that.
Sure. I think that Front Row is kind of the song that is the most purely written song about rock and roll that I can imagine. It, you know, I'm not just, I consider myself a music fan as much as a musician, and sometimes not all musicians are, you know, hardcore music fans, and not all music fans are musicians, but I really consider myself both. And I love going to concerts as much as I love playing concerts, you know, such a big part of life. And I just wanted to capture the excitement of, you know, waiting in line, you know, waiting days, weeks, months for that big concert. Can't wait to get to town, and as soon as the doors open, you just want to go to the front row. You wait for the lights to go down, and you know, you're just so charged up about seeing your favorite band.
That's
and
awesome.
That's what that song is all about.
I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are all going, "Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that moment. It's cool." So let's listen to it. It's Chip and the Charge Ups, Front Row, tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Ba, 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 ba. Wanna know why I'm so charged up? My favorite band's rolling into town. Filthy pennies and crunched up dollars. Bought this ticket, time to get unwound. If music's your reason to be, makes you feel so wild and free. Grab your boots and get ready to hang with.
Rock out with me.
Yeah, bro, let's go.
Meet me in the front. Once I was a torch, my flame burned bright, lit a perfect world where all was right. Never any rain to douse my flare. Any thread of darkness I would beat with my shimmering heart and with my heat. No misfortune ever had a prayer. And like the sun, I'll shine again. Just like the moon, I'll rise again. Someday you'll see my fire again. I'll shine again. But that brilliant torch met winds so strong, they blew out its light and paused my song, leaving me with only smoke and faith. Even though I'm meant to glow all night, I am struggling to reignite a darkened heart that misses when it blazed. But like the sun, I'll shine again.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. Don't forget our show is archived for future playback as well, on demand, so I hope you'll check it out. And we want to thank Bros' Superette, high in the hill, right on the price. They're at the top of South Main Street Hill and at Rockenstein Avenue. And if you want to stop on in and thank them for supporting our local music show, we appreciate it. They're a local hometown business. Well, and speaking of local hometown businesses, we need to give a shout-out to Shady Lady Productions, because there's an anniversary happening this month with Shady Lady, isn't there, Utah?
Oh, yeah. I guess we missed it last week, but we turned 13, and so, yeah. 13 years, into our 13th year now.
Happy belated anniversary, and, then.
Thanks to everybody who has supported us and kept us viable all this time, so,
yeah,
including the Rock Station 97.7.
And thank you for being a part of it and allowing us to share a little time with you each and every Sunday night. or Monday morning when we're recording this. So, Chip and the Charge-Ups, Chip Demonic and Chris Bowers joining us here tonight. We just heard another cut from the new EP, a song called Shine Again. Give us a little background on that one.
That's a very personal song, actually, written about life experience. I mentioned in earlier segment, there was a part of time, a couple of years, when I had to take care of my parents in some very dire situations, and it was difficult. It was the most challenging time of my life, very physically exhausting, and you know, mentally, I don't know, depressing. It was you know, seeing your parents in their in on their last days, and just, you know, trying to keep them comfortable, keep them happy, and knowing that, you know, you pretty much sacrificed everything to be there for them. So it was a difficult time emotionally, but, you know, what kept me going through that is, you know, knowing that I was doing the right thing as a son, and you know, having faith that the darkest days don't last forever. You know, at some point the dark clouds move along, and, you know, you have a brighter day, and, you know, just that kind of kept me strong in the moment that I had to be for my parents, knowing that there'd be one day where, you know, there'd be a brighter day. And so I wrote Shine Again about that, knowing that, you know, life would be at a more peaceful stage. And so that's very personal. And, you know, I wrote it in a way that hopefully will inspire others going through difficult times. Every time any of us are in our difficult times, it just feels like it's going to last forever. It feels like you're in a situation that you can't escape. And, you know, for those of us who've gone through that and gotten past that, we know that when you look back at those times, they end up feeling very short. And, you know, it's just trying to help people focus on what's ahead and not so much the difficult moments that you're in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great perspective, and I hope people can kind of, you know, grasp onto that a little bit, and maybe, you know, life's trials and tribulations teach us a lot, and hopefully they're short, and the good times are many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell us how this kind of thought process for this band came together. Was it kind of your soul in vision, and then you brought everybody in, or has that expanded at all since the band all came together?
It's an ever-changing dynamic. What actually happened was, you know, during the time I was caring for my parents, I was writing songs on acoustic guitar. So my writing process was a lot different than it had been in the past, where I would just crank my amp to 11 and write the loudest, you know, most bombastic, obnoxious songs. So the writing process was different, and I had time to record them over a period of, I guess, over a year, just little by little by little, and actually recorded two EPs worth of music. The one we just released is called Flow with the Current Part 1, and that naturally implies that there's a Flow with the Current Part 2 that's already done and will be released in spring of 2019. So I recorded those albums before I even put together the live lineup. So that was kind of a starting point for the live lineup. And now that we have the live lineup, we're really finding where our strengths are, where our wheelhouse is musically, and we're already introducing songs that will be on a third EP. So yeah, it's kind of an ever-changing dynamic, and it kind of, you know, started out, the writing was acoustic driven, and now we're finding our wheelhouse is more in the, you know, kind of edgy, pop punk, type of vein, real energetic sounding, electrifying sounding, and like I said, that's constantly changing. So you know, we're gonna get into writing mode again and see what happens.
And I'm sure, Chris, as a member of the band, you're excited to have that angle come forth, huh?
It's definitely an experience, that's all I have to say, really.
yeah. You guys just had your debut over the weekend. Last weekend, you had your CD release party. How did that go off? I know it was tough to get a ticket for this.
Yeah, sold-out event, which was awesome. I don't think in my career I've ever been a sold out headliner. So to sell out was awesome. And the not only was it a capacity crowd, it was an energetic, loud, participative, just clinically insane crowd. Yeah. So that was awesome. Just the energy and love in the room was rewarding, and it just gave us a lot of confidence that, like, wow, we can do this. You know, with this lineup, with this style of music, you know, we can take this on the road and win over crowds.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris, did you guys win over the crowd?
Most certainly. Everyone was holding up their phones for Shine Again. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I know anytime we've ever seen Chip in performance, and we've seen him at release parties before, celebrations, if you will, there's always some energy, so I can only imagine the energy that you have in Chip and the Charge-Ups.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's even at a higher level. You know, I think maybe stylistically, the music's a little more accessible to a wider audience. So to be able to, you know, kind of spread further is just awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, even in your previous band, I mean, it was all about visual too, as much as it was the music. Will you find that in this band, or is it more just that energy collection on stage?
Even more so. I mean, you know, I think with this band we have right now, just starting out, we have such open minds and different personalities to bring ideas to the table. You know, we're doing things like, you know, it's kind of like if you've seen pictures of our last couple live performances, you know, that we kind of have a kind of look going with, you know, our gold ties and black outfits and everything. That was actually Melina's idea. And all of a sudden, she said, here's the idea. Here's what we should do. And we're like, okay, we'll try it. And then all of a sudden, people are loving that. They're noticing it. They're loving it. And it's like, oh, cool. So, and then we're doing, you know, we're doing some choreographed stage moves that maybe in the past we didn't have the open minds in the band to try. So yeah, I this is, like I said, the world's our oyster, and we're just like exploring all the potential that we have in front of us.
So Chris, it means when you guys get together for Chip and the Charge Ups practice, it's more than just strumming guitars.
That's right.
It gets into the work.
It's the whole nine works, you know. It's intense.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, where are people going to be able to, first of all, find the new EP and find Chip and the Charge Ups playing? Chip, where do we find you?
Well, for those folks that love physical product, they can get our CD off of our website at thechargeups.com/store. And, of course, it's available on all the digital music outlets for download and streaming, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, et cetera. And then as far as where they can see us, a few big things. We talked about celebration-type events. We have the Black and Gold Rock and Roll Riot coming up November 10th at the Smiling Moose, and that is going to be, you know, one of those celebration-themed event, just party atmosphere type things. So that's something that we're really excited about. If the CD release party was an electrifying atmosphere, this is going to be that times 10. We also have many other performances coming up October 5th at Rocktoberfest at the Iceland Ball Field, October 6th at the La Creme Music Festival in Pittsburgh's Allentown Business District, and October 27th with good friends of this show, After the Fall, at the Sidebar Halloween party.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, great variety of selections there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, you're going to do a live song here in the studio, but the song we're going to follow up with and wrap up the Chip and the Charge Ups segment is actually kind of a mashup of two songs that people are going to recognize, and you guys have put together an unbelievable video for this.
Thank you.
Just one hell of a lot of fun.
Thank you. Fun is the ultimate compliment that we aim for. So yeah. I think we accomplished that with the song and the video, and that was just such a creative, fun thing to put together, and we're so glad that translated cinematically.
Yeah. Now, if I remember the video correctly, you're actually playing your daughter's, what, older brother in this thing? Is
right.
That kind of the thought process? And she's packing up and leaving, like, now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know, hopefully a little guy liner made me look a little closer to her age.
Well, it was very well done. Who shot that? Was that kind of your wife's creation? Or
no, that was Marcus Morelli from Scene 19 Films shot that for us. And I love working with Marcus. He has done the Chip Demonic You Ain't okay. Punk video.
All right.
He's done the Londona Touch Me in My Dreams video. And the dude is just so good at several things. Obviously, the technical aspects of working the camera are second to none. But he also is great at locking in with my vision and bringing it to life. And also, I am just so impressed with how well he works with people. You know, in our videos, we have that we've done together, we've had so many different type of people of all age ranges, all personalities, and Marcus just works with each one so brilliantly and just gets the best out of everyone. So it's been a pleasure working with him, and the Good Riddance Fallen Angel video, you know, it just knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah, it truly did. And, of course, the song is a mashup of a Green Day and Poison song, which is two different ends of the spectrum, too, but kind of the same styling, if you will. So it just makes it for a perfect song, I think.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good stuff. Well, guys, best of luck. Chris, great to meet you here tonight. Chris Bowers, lead guitarist of Chip and the Charge Ups. And, of course, Chip Dominic or Chip Demonic, however you remember him or we'll see him in the future. He is the name behind the Chip portion of the Charge-Up. So we wish you the best of luck in the future on this.
Thanks. Always a pleasure being here. Thanks not just for having us, but for all you do for Western Pennsylvania music. You guys are, you know, legends because you do it so well and you've done it so long. And we just wish you guys the best in continuing doing what you're doing. It's just such an appreciated thing in the area, and thank you on behalf of all Western PA musicians.
I just want to add too, thank you, because you're one of the professionals, Chip.
Oh, thank you.
And I have nothing but deep respect for you and just how you handle yourself and conduct yourself in the scene in general. You're good for the scene.
Yeah.
You're one of the good things, and it's a common theme that comes up on this show about those who put in the work and those who work and treat it the way that you do. So, good job.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, his name comes up quite a bit around here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, and we're just honored to be a part of being able to brag about you guys. You guys are the talent.
Yep.
You know, we just happen to be able to turn on a microphone and talk about it. So, good stuff. Let's talk about the song you're going to do live here. Chris and Chip are going to do a song. Is this from the EP as well?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Sure. It's called I Hope I Never Say That Out Loud. I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to these days. You know, being in that awkward friend zone and not knowing if you need to stay there forever or, you know, whether you can take that next step.
Awesome. Well, we'll sit back and listen in. It's Chris and Chip here tonight and Chip and the Charge Ups. We'll see you guys down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here. It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Friend zone, but don't like the view. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. 'Cause if I misread your clues, my self-esteem would be black and blue. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I lash, la 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 shh. I won't say that. I hope I never say that out loud. I know the truth. You're waiting for me to make the first move. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. 'Cause if I am forced to choose, I'd
is tight over a parachute. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I lie, I lie, I lie, 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 lie. I won't say that. I hope I never say that out loud. No, 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 no. If I said what's on my mind, you might kiss me or you might decline. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. If you locked lips on me, would it kill my best fantasy? I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I think I love you, but I hope I never say that out loud. I lie, shh, I lie, shh, I la 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 la, shh. I won't say that. I hope I never say that. Say that. I hope I never say that. Say that. I hope I never say that out loud. I love you.
By the wrist, direction where to go. So make the best. unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
It's grilling season at Bros' Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
You've got a lot of opportunities to see a lot of great local music coming up and help out with some area benefits as well. Check out the latest Steamworks session with Mary Lou Scherter at Steamworks Creative this Tuesday night. Also this Tuesday night, Sour Mash will be at the Jurgles Bike Night. Join Brian and Noah Cease at Cummings West on Friday, September 28th. Also that day, earlier on, Friday, September 28th, join Washboard Tony at noon for the end of Summer Jam with the Butler County Symphony at their building and in Diamond Park, Main Street downtown. Then Sunday, Washboard Tony will be at the Foxburg Winery from 2 to 5. Join Brian and Noah Cease at Cummings West Friday night, September 28th. Saturday, September 29th, it's an open mic night with Samantha Sears up at the Clarion River Brewing Company. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. Also, the Rock for Recovery 2 to benefit Dave Sloan is coming up on October 6th. That's at the Lindor American Legion Post from noon to 9, featuring a variety of bands, including the Highland Brothers Band, Slammin' Doors, Anger the Ant, and The Remedy. It's the first of the Cooper Hall concerts to benefit the Friends of the Saxonburg Museum Saturday, September 29th. Gets underway at 6 p.m., featuring Tom Panay, Mr. Furley, and Anger the Ant. That'll be happening at Cooper Hall out in Saxonburg. Also, be sure to mark your calendar from the Shady Lady concert calendar to see the Noble Hops Band on the 29th at the All Green Egg Fest cooking and tasting experience. That's from 11 to 3 at All Green Incorporated in Valencia. And also on the 29th, the FOP Police Benefit, the Fraternal Order of Police, at Speed Freak Motorsports in Butler. That's on Etna Street. And it will feature a variety of live music as well from 5 to 9 p.m., starring the Noble Hops Band, Tom Panay and Friends, Screaming for Echoes, and more. And don't forget about the next Rock Done Right tour stop coming up in October. It's the third annual Zilly on Tap on October 13th to benefit two organizations in the Zillianople area, the Library and the Pool Initiative. A great day of music headlined by Wine and Spirit with two different sessions. Just Google up Zilly on Tap to find out more information.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the show to wrap things up tonight. Following a visit from Chip and the Charge Ups, it's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at P&W Construction. We appreciate their longtime support. And again, hit up our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Give our Facebook page a like. You can always follow along with every one of our shows each and every week. Utah does a great job of previewing the shows that we have for you on Sunday nights. So give that a like and follow along. And please, musicians out there, get us your music, because that's what this show is all about. And we do not have a show if we don't have you.
Yep, And also, you can head on over to the Rock Station website, 977rocks.com. Under programs, there's a grassroots link there. And you can catch past episodes also. So if you can't tune us in on Sunday nights, and I'm surprised how many people do. I get messages still. People are just hanging out in their garage or backyard or whatever listening to us. That's just so cool. But like we used to say back in the day, you can listen to it during the week while you're getting paid by the man, too. So just hop on over there and catch it on demand.
Yeah, 977rocks.com. And it's shareable, and we appreciate all the musicians who have shared the link as well, especially when they're on. You know, that's just great advertisement for the local music scene, I think.
Yeah, we do appreciate that greatly.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up the show tonight with some local musicians and a young lady who does a little work on her own on the local music scene, plays a bunch of gigs, but also hosts one every Tuesday night. And you can see that on Facebook because she does a Facebook Live for it. And, of course, that's happening down at Steamworks Creative down in Gibsonia every Tuesday night. And we're talking about Mary Lou Scherter.
Yeah, super, super busy. And, you know, she was out at the house also and performed for us. I thank her so much for that. And she debuted a brand new song as well on it's really cool stuff. So I think she's got a new CD in the works.
Ah.
I think it's coming and looking forward to that. But right now we'll go back to Charlie's Daughter, her debut CD, and pull out some Daisy.
All right. And we'll follow that up with a band that I was so struck with. I got the opportunity to see them for the first time at Corbry Woodstock here back in the first part of the month, Labor Day weekend. And it's a group of musicians, young talent, who are on the autism spectrum. And boy, they just are so riveting. And I, as good as this song is, this does not do them justice how good they are live. Let's put it that way. They can really bring it. And very, very, I mean, remarkable talent, too. But that's the band Spectrum. And their song, Tore Down, we'll wrap up the show with here tonight. And we hope you'll tune in next week and join us again for the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7. And you, the listeners, as well.
I remember when I was a little girl, I was walking home from school. That boy on the bus just held my hand and I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the field on my daddy's farm where I knew those daisies grew. And I plucked those petals one by one till it told me what it knew. The pale moonlight. Daisy, please tell me what to do. Daisy, please tell me what is true. Did he love me? Did he love me not? Did he love me? Did he love me not? Daisy, please tell me what to do. Daisy, you know my heart is true. It's true.
river, jumping. Baby showed up and said, I will tell you when, 'cause I'm sold out. I'm almost.
Studios. Awesome clearance deals on the best-selling CRV, Pilot, Civic, and more. That's what's going on during the Back to Cool sales event. Really cool cars, really hot deals. Come get yours today at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7.
station comes close.
You can't handle the truth.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Jim, where did I go wrong? My life's a bargain basement, all the good shit's gone. Just can't hold a job, where do I belong? Been sleeping in my car, my dreams moved on. My name is Billie Jean, my love is bought and sold. I'm only 16, I feel 100 years old. My foster daddy went, took my innocence away. The street life ain't much better, but at least I'm getting paid. And Tuesday just might go my way. It can't get worse than yesterday. Thursdays, Fridays ain't been kind, but somehow I survive. Hey, man, I'm alive. I'm taking each day and night at a time. Yeah, I'm down, but I know I'll get by. Hey, 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 man, I'm gotta live my life like I ain't got nothing but this roll of the dice. I'm feeling like a Monday, but someday I'll be Saturday night. Now I can't say my name or tell you where I am. I wanna blow myself away, don't know if I can. I wish that I could be in some other time and place with someone else's soul, someone else's face. On Tuesday just might go my way. Can't get worse than yesterday. Thursdays, Fridays ain't been kind, but somehow. Saturday night, I'll be back on my feet. I'll be doing alright. It may not be tomorrow, baby, that's okay. I ain't going down, I'm gonna find a way.
Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, if you wanna be my lover, by the horns and feed a fever on stomach cold. Stoke my fire, let your wild wind blow. Ooh.
Station 97.7.
Do you have an Amazon Echo, Tap, or Dot in your home? If you do, you can load the new Butler Radio News skill and get the latest local news, sports, and weather from Alexa anytime you want. The Butler Radio News skill is the area's only skill to offer local news, sports, and weather. To get the skill, open your Alexa app, search for Butler Radio News, and enable the skill. It's that simple. Alexa, what's in the news?
From the Butler Radio Network, here is the latest news.
The Butler Radio Network is proud to be a leader in providing up-to-date local content to you on the devices you use, on your radio, your computer or tablet, your smartphone, and now on your Amazon Alexa device.
Okay, let's begin.
There's a songbird who sings.
Sing your song, honey. Sing it.
I got it.
Yeah, sing with it, sing for me.
Your favorite songs play here.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
We were standing on the corner one night, me and Agnes. She had these tight jeans on, these high shoes.